Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Be'ak HaShom, Le'a Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basro Daf Samech towards the end of the great Perek, Perek Ches Kasabatim. The Gemara towards the end of the Perek speaks about what we do in the Minhogim of L'Zecher Chorban. And the Gemara then says, Kol Nis'abel Yerushalayim, Zoyche V'Roye B'Simchoso. Someone who's an Ovel in Yerushalayim, he merits and sees the Simcha of Yerushalayim. Many of the Mefarshim, including Reb Chaim Volozhiner, brings the question, the L'chora, the Loshen is not Meduik. It says, Kol Mis'abel Yerushalayim, it should say, Yizke V'Yire B'Simchoso. In the future, you will see the Simcha. Why it says, Zoyche V'Yire B'Simchoso? Why is it present tense? And the Mefarshim answer different ways that come to the same idea, that the Avelus is the way to get to the Chorban. But I want to share over here a gewaldik vort of my uncle, Reb Ari Bergman Shlita, what he explained in this Gemara, and this really gives us a perspective of the connection of what we talk about right now to this Perek Ches Kasabatim. And we'll start with the following Hilara. We already mentioned in the past, the Yesoid, Reb Tzodek HaKoyen mentions, brought down many other Sfarim, that every Agalata that we have in Shas, it's exactly in the right location where it's supposed to be. The Agata is there because it belongs there. The Agatas are not written in random. If they're in a certain place in Shas, that's where they belong to. That's why the Agatas of the Churban are mentioned in Perek HaNizikin in Maseches Gittin. Because Gittin is a divorce, and the Churban is when Am Yisrael is separating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least to a certain extent. And so, comes the big question. What is the pshat that we're speaking here about Zeichel L'Churban? We speak about someone's going to put on his house an amo, not complete, to remember the Churban. Why is it here in Bo Basso, in Perek Ches Kasabatim? L'Chur, this should be in Maseches Gittin, in the Churban, or Maseches Tainis, where there we speak about in Yonim of the Churban. Why is it here in Ches Kasabatim? So says Rabari, a beautiful idea. He says the idea is that the whole Zeicher L'Churban, it's not the pshat that we're just remembering a Churban. We're mourning about the past. But the pshat is that we are demanding, we're doing a mechal, that we want to go back to where we belong. We are in Galus. We're out of our country. We're out of our land. We're out of the connection to Beis Hamikdash. What Am Yisrael needs to do, what Rabbanu Mitakan for us, is always come and say, I want to go back. Always demand to go back. And this connects to the big concept of which is called Tzipisa L'Yeshua. Tzipisa L'Yeshua is that somebody needs to wait, needs to yearn for the Yeshua. The Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Mehilchos Melachim, when he speaks of Melech HaMashiach, he says, Kol mi she'eino mamin boy, someone doesn't believe in Melech HaMashiach, or mi she'eino mechaken lebiosoi, who is now waiting for Mashiach to come. Says the Rambam, Lo b'shar nevi'im bilvad hu koyfer, but toyer v'moshe Rabbeinu. Someone who is not waiting and yearning for Mashiach to come, he is the koyfer. It's brought down the Sefer Zikaron in the Biskrov. Someone told him, you know, someone believes in Mashiach, but he's not really waiting for him to come. Is it so bad? Said the Biskrov, look at the Rambam. He's missing an essential emunah of Klal Yisrael. So our avodah in the time of the Churban, the time of the Galus, is to demand we want back. In other words, really what we're doing in Galus is we're doing a mechal. We're in order that the umas ha'olam, in order for the Galus not to establish a chazakah, we do a mechal every year and we say, we won back, this is ours. Rabari continues and says, that's the reason. You know, usually a velus goes from the chomer to the kal. You start with aninus, then you have the shiva, then you have shleishim, then you have the 12 months, and you know, slowly it diminishes. When you're working towards the churban habayis, it goes the opposite. You start with the 3 weeks, then the 9 days, then shavuot shechal boy, and then tishah b'av itself. Why? Because more and more chomer. Because our relationship to the Churban is not an avelus only, but it is a mechal. The more we engross and involve, the more of a mechal we do, the more of a scream we yell, we want to go back. Umeile, that's the reason this is brought down in Perek Ches Kasabatim. Because this is exactly belongs to Ches Kasabatim. Ches Kasabatim is, if someone is away, and someone holds on to his land, he needs to do a mechal. He needs to say, I want back. If not, he loses his property. We are outside in Galus, but we have to do a mechal. And this is the whole minhagim of Zeichel HaChurban. Zeichel HaChurban is a mechal. That's why the amal that you put in the house is brought down here in the end of Perek Ches Kasabatim. And we mainly, that's the lotion. Someone who does an avelus, meaning he's doing a mechal. So right now, he's demanding. Right now, he's connected to Yerushalayim. Right now, he's connected to the Nechama Yerushalayim because he's not giving up hope. As long as he's not giving up hope, you still belong to Yerushalayim right now. That's part of the Nechama. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.